Translation. As I have advised you, my dear sons, you should act accordingly. Be very careful. By these means you will be freed from the ignorance of the desire for fruitive activity, and the knot of bondage in the hearts will be completely severed. For further advancement, you should also give up the means. That is, you should not become attached to the process of liberation itself.
Idayaganti bandham avidya asa dita apap apramatya anena yogena jathopadesam sammak uparamet yoga. So, the Bhakti Yoga process is described in the previous verses. Real purpose is karmasayam, how to be free from karmasayam. So long our mind will be absorbed in karmasayam, then there is no question of becoming free from this material body. Karmanubandham namuchyate deho yogena tavat. This is already advised. The whole purpose is how to make the spirit soul from the bondage or contamination of repetition of birth and death. That is the purpose of human life, karmasam. Everyone is trying to become happy by working hard and getting the result. Abrahma bhuvana loka. Not only here, but also in other planets, up to the Brahma loka, this process is going on. And to counteract this process, in the previous three verses, it has been explained how one can gradually become relieved. The first process is recommended. Hamse guru mai bhaktanubhritya. So, this is the basic injunction. If you want to understand this science, it is science, it is not sentiment. Bhakti Yoga is not sentiment, it is a science. Therefore, we have to take it from authorized basic instruction. Srila Rupa Goswami has advised that science means you have to take it from the Vedic knowledge. Vedic knowledge means there is no mistake, there is no cheating, there is no imperfection. Everything is perfect. So, science means which is perfect knowledge. Not perhaps, it may be, that is not science. Theory is not science. Science, the most important items of science is observation and experiment. First of all, to study the situation by observation. And then practically, when you are able to make an experiment, then it is science. Otherwise, theoretical knowledge has no meaning. So, in order to know that science, one has to approach a perfect teacher. Tad vijnanartham sa guru meva vigacche. Here also it is said, guru hamso, hamsi guru mai. The mai is also significant. That means, Paramahamsa Guru means is as good as the Supreme Personality of God. Because he does not deviate from the instruction of the Supreme Personality of God. That is the symptom of Guru. Guru does not deviate from the instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He does not manufacture something new, novel. No, the same thing. That's why Krishna says in the fourth chapter, although he is the speaker, millions of years ago he instructed the science to sun god, and again when he was instructing to Arjuna, he said that I am instructing the same thing. Saivayam puratam. Not that on account of change of time the instruction has been changed. No. What is that exact word? Saivayam puratam. Yoga Gupta puratam. Puratam. Not something new. This is nonsense. There cannot be anything new. Everything established. Science means scientific knowledge, means it is not something new. Just like the sun rises from the eastern horizon. So, millions of years ago, the sun used to rise from the eastern horizon. Still it is going on. Not that because time has changed, the sun is rising from the western side or northern side. No. Knowledge means that is Vedic knowledge, established knowledge. It cannot be changed in any circumstances. That is Vedic knowledge. What was millions of years ago fact, it is fact now. So, tad-vijnanartham sa guru meva vigacche. So, in order to know that factual knowledge, one has to approach the bona fide spiritual master. We have several times explained this, who is bona fide spiritual master, confirmed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, Amara Gaya Guru Haiya. You become a guru on my instruction. So those who are affiliated with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction, he is guru, not anyone else. Amara Gaya Guru Haiya, Tarahe is this. And then one may argue that if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is ordering, then anyone can order. No, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not ordering something new. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that under my instruction you become guru, but The instruction is Krishna's, the same instruction. Jare jakhu tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also does not deviate from Krishna's upadesh, what to speak of others. And those rascals, they're deviating from the instruction of Krishna, how he can become Guru. They are interpreting in a different way how they can become Guru. That is not Guru. We should simply remember this fact, whether this person is speaking the same thing as Krishna said, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, as Ramanujacharya said, even Shankaracharya. He might have said something which is not understandable, but he also follows the same thing. Bhajagovindam, Bhajagovindam, Bhajagovindam. But due to unfavorable time, he had to say about impersonal features. But ultimately he said, Bhajagovindam, 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 Mulamate. You rascal, you just worship Govinda. And this jugglery of words, grammatical jugglery, will not help you at the time of death. Nahi nahi rakshati dukin karan. If you misinterpret that with this grammatical addition, with grammatical alteration, this meaning can be derived, no, that is malinterpretation. Real understanding is Bhaja Govindam. Govindam adi purusam tamaham bhajam. Lord Brahma, he also says, Govindam adi purusam tamaham bhajami. And Sripad Shankaracharya, he is incarnation of Shankara. He also saying, Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam. And we are following the same thing. That is Guru Parampara, that is real knowledge. So don't approach a cheater, but actually approach a teacher, not a cheater. Then Bhakti Yoga will be. That teacher is Guru, and he is representative of Krishna. He does not say anything else. So, Vaktanu Anuvitya. Anuvitya means following. Not that I have become more than my Guru, I can invent something. No. Bhakti means sadhu marganu gamanam. You have to follow the sadhu, the acharya. That is bhakti. Bhakti does not mean that I am so learned, I can manufacture something. That is rasa. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is gopi bhaktuk padakamalehu dasu 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 dasanu dasu. That is bhakti. You have to become servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. Not that at a point you become suddenly very learned scholar and you do not remain a servant, but you want to become a master, to dictate the Guru. That is asking. That will not help us. Here it is said, Bhaktanu Vrittya. Bhakta, bhakta means, bhakti means seva. Bhaja sevaya. When bhakti, bhaja dhatukti, bhaja means sevaya. Tadviddhi panipatena paripasnena sevaya. So, we have to understand this bhakti yoga by bhaktanu vrittya. not otherwise. Not that I am a very learned scholar. I can give a different interpretation. No, that is not bhakti. Bhaktanvitya vitishnaya dandatitikshaya cha. Then, matkarma vi matkathaya cha nityam. There is very important word, nityam. Matkathaya, the Bhagavan says, my words. So, Krishna katha, mat katha, Krishna says mat katha, we can say Krishna katha. So Krishna katha, Krishna is speaking personally, Bhagavad Gita. This is Krishna katha. Krishna is speaking the words, that is Krishna katha. And Srimad Bhagavatam also Krishna katha. It is spoken about Krishna. Janmadasya jatana didaratascha tisu abhinyasa. Param sattam dhimai. That is param sattam. Krishna katha, Bhagavan, is param sattam, param brahma. Not only brahma, param brahma. The Mayavadi philosophers, they are concerned with the Brahma Katha. But we are interested not only Brahma Katha, but Para Brahma Katha. That is Krishna Katha. That is one. Para Brahma Paramadhama Pavittam Paramam Bhavam. So Krishna Katha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said, Jare dakho tare kaho, Krishna kade. This is Guru. Krishna katha. So here it is said that mat katha, mat karma bhi, mat katha yacha. So, and how? Mat karma bhi mat kathayacha nityam. 24 hours. Nityam means always. Not that officially I attend Bhagavad Katha for 7 days or 10 days in a year. And there are 365 days, and another 355 days I go to the share market and simply inquire about the rates of this share and that share. That will not help us. Nityanga Bhagavata Sevaya. Then it is Bhakti Yoga. This manufacturing of 7 days Bhagavata Katha, it is business. It is not Bhagavata Katha. In the Bhagavata comments, there are so many authorized comments that like Sridhar Swami, B. Raghava Acharya, Vijaya Dhaja, Vishwanath Chakravarti, Jiva Goswami, and Giridhar Goswami, so many. Nowhere it is stated that you hear Bhagavata Katha for 7 days. You will not find. Therefore, these 7 days Bhagavad Katha, so far, we can understand, it is not authorized. Here also it is said, nityam, mat kathaya acha nityam. Never you find 7 days. In another place it is said, nityam bhagavata sevaya. Nityam, you have to hear Bhagavatam daily, not that a prescribed method, a formality for 7 days. No, that is not authorized. Here it is also said, mat kathaya, bhagavat kathaya, cha nityam, mat deva sangha. Not in the association of the kurmis, gyanis, yogis, no. that will not help us. Narottam Das Thakur said, Tadero charano sebi bhakta sane ba janame janame mor eyobi ra. To live with the devotees. If we associate with the karmis or the jnanis or the yogis, then it will not be possible. Then you will be misled. Therefore it is said that Madhyeva Sangha. Madhyeva Sangha means one who has absolutely taken the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. Madhyeva. There are many others. Of course, nobody is Deva. Deva is Krishna. But there are others, demigods. There are 33 millions of Devas. But Krishna specially says, Madhyeva, one who has taken Krishna as the only worshipable deity. Sarva dharman paritrajya mam ekam. That is, one who has taken such vow that Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam, I shall take to the shelter of Krishna. That is not very easy thing, but that is the ultimate point. Bhaunam Janmanamanti Jnanavanman Prabhupada. That's Madhyeva. Then Krishna is my worshipable deity only. This conclusion comes after many, many births of culturing knowledge. Jnana yoga karma. It is not so easy. Therefore, we have to take shelter of such person who has taken Krishna as the only shelter. Vasudeva sarvameti samana. We have to take shelter of such Mahatma. Not others. Madhyeva, these are the different items. Madhyeva Sanghata Gunakirtanati me.
Not that now they have invented that why Hare Krishna? We can chant Sivoham, Sivoham, Om, Om, Kali, Kali, Durga. It's all nonsense. It's all nonsense. Yes, Bhakti Yoga means here it is. Gunakirtanati me, not others. You cannot amalgamate. This is also good, that is also good. No compromise. Krishna Kirtana. Just like Goswami said, Krishna Kirtana Gana Natana Paro. Not others. Utkirtana, Hare Krishna. Kirtana Deva Krishna Sa, Mukta Sangam Parangaje. These are the instructions. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Not of Shiva, not of Brahma, not of any other demigod. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Padasivanam. Here the Tulsi says, Guna Kirtanat me. So, these are the items we should. Nidvaya Samma Vasamena Putra Jihasaya Deho Gihar. This is also one of the important items that I am executing devotional service, but I have no detachment from my family life. Bhakti yoga means bhakti parasanubhava virakti anantrasa. That is bhakti. Everyone can test how much I have become detached from my this worldly affection. This is my family, this is my country, this is my society, this is my son, this is my wife, this is my children. This is moha. Janasya mohaya ahamameti. We have to give up this. If we have not been able to give up this attachment, worldly attachment, that means we are not making any progress. Therefore it is said clearly, deho gihat abuddhi, what is that? Jihasaya deho gihatma buddhi. Atma buddhi. Deho gihatma buddhi. Everyone is thinking, I am this body. Everyone is thinking, this is my country, nationalism. This is my society. I am Brahman. I belong to the Brahmins. I belong to the Kshatriya. I belong to America. I belong to India. This is Deo Gya Buddhi. And Jishyata Buddhi Kunapeti Thap. Anyone who is thinking like that, Deho Gyanu, Saiva Gokara, he is no better than the cows and the asses. Anyway, Deho Gyanu Buddhi is animal conception. One has to come to understand that I am not this body, I am not this mind or intelligence. Aham Brahmasmi. I am part and parcel of Krishna, Parabrahma. Omai Mahansu Jiva. So, in this way, we practice according to the prescription. Shastra Vidhi, that is what. Not that without Shastra Vidhi, you can become liberated. That is not possible. The Shastra Vidhi Mustidja Vartate Kama Karaka. Na Siddhim Savahati, Krishna says. And if you give up Shastra Vidhi and act according to your whims, then there is no question of perfection. Na sa, na siddhim sabab, na sukham, neither. The Shastra Vidhi even. And Guru Goswami also advised like that. Sruti Smriti Puranadi Panchuratri Ki Girin Vina Vaikanta Ki Harir Bhakti Utpata Eva Kalpate. There are so many, they have invented. Just like Hare Krishna Mantra is prescribed in the Shastras and they have invented so many. Although there is the name of the Supreme Law, still you have to follow the Shastra. If you say Ram 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 Radhe 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 Krishna, there are so many inventions. That is also name, but you have to follow the Shastra. Shastra says Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. You have to take that.
Not that you can say Nitai Gaura Radhe Sram, Hare Krishna Hare. No? Why? Is there anything in the Shastra? No. You have invented. What is the value of your invention? You are not perfect. But they like that it is my guru. I have got some followers. I invent some type of chant.
This is not. You must follow. Mahajana Jaina Gata Sattva. You cannot invent.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he chanted, Hare Krishna Mahamantra.